For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Uncertainty. I don't know what happened to the neighbor. I pray for my neighbors. I try to love my neighbors as I love myself. But I have no authority over them. If God doesn't have authority over them, they're the ones that will walk in uncertainty. But if God has authority over our life, and we have authority through the rebirth, then begin to walk in certainty. Stop wavering. Stop being afraid. Stop giving place to intimidation, provocation, hindrance, unbelief. We must embrace living naturally, supernaturally. And I guarantee you will see the results. It's not up to you to know how. Stop trying to figure out how it's going to work. God, even if God showed you how it worked, you still wouldn't understand. Lord, how did you walk through walls? Well, I'll show you how I walk through walls. This is what all of you do. Well, I still don't understand. It's not for you to understand, to know how. It's just for you to know yes. Amen. It is so. In the midst of our challenges, we must focus on the greater one who is with us. Our enemy's cover, you see, is being taken away. There's a lot of exposure. We've been saying, I'm not boasting here, but we've been saying this from day one. Watch what I tell you. It's the layer after layer is going to be exposed. Amen. For what really is. Amen. And then there will be an awakening. Some will be rudely awakened. Amen. But awakening nonetheless. Let me ask you a question. Are you baptized with information? Baptized. Well, you know the science says. Radio, television, newspaper, news channels, internet, etc., 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 etc. Just anything you can hear from the scientists and the liars. Have you accepted the Corona gospel? Some people have changed it from the good news gospel to the Corona gospel. And have fashioned their life around that. The media floods us with fear. What it floods us with is fear-inducing information. Stuff that will cause you to fear. An example. I can't even tell you the last time I watched some of these stations. I don't. But I know that when there's a disaster, take for example when the trade buildings were struck by the airplanes. How many times did they rerun that? How many times did they loop that, not in the same day, but the same month? Amen. Till you were baptized. You was dreaming about it. You were there. Amen. Amen. That's what they do. Well, we contradict that. We counter that by meditating in the Word. Amen. Speaking the Word of God. Making decrees. Constant feeding on this type of information without the good news of the gospel can devastate you spiritually, listen, physically, and mentally. It'll wear you down. This is the enemy's ploy to wear out the saints. Tell somebody, stop listening. You ain't missing nothing. Stop listening. Well, what if stop listening? Start listening to him. The images the media presents and the lies they present can seem far more truthful than other sources of information. If you listen to it long enough, it'll sound more convincing than your Bible. Say amen. Some, they've listened so much to it that the Bible is like the little book. The little pocket Bible where the information is got the big sway on your life. Tell somebody, keep the word as your source of information. Tell somebody, it's time to get your senses back. There's some vicious cycles we have to break, and it's not a new challenge. God's word always speaks peace to a troubled mind or a troubled heart. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 1, and we're going to look at the rites of the rebirth. When Adam, notice when Adam fell or sinned, everything was affected by it. Notice this too. In the garden, the devil wasn't after the elephant. He wasn't after the giraffe. He wasn't after the lion. He was after the man. Why? The man carried authority. Listen, he wasn't after none of the animals, big as the animals were. He wasn't after them. He was after the one that had authority. You carry authority. And so when Adam succumbed to his plot, his deception, everything was affected by it. Everything. Creation itself, all the animals. Before that, lions wasn't eating up on stuff. Now they are. Amen. You know, animals weren't against one another. Now they are. Amen. All of that was a result of the fall. And then sin, even his offspring, Cain and Abel. The first one, Cain, born with hatred. Are you hearing? When you succumb to the tactics of the enemy, listen, he's looking for the authority. He's looking for the parent. You can look at these boys out on the corner with the pants hanging down, you know, waiting on the drugs to come by and all that and say, ah, shame on them. But no, shame on daddy. Shame on mommy. Amen. Most of the time is because there was absentee dad. So we see all this going on all around, and we look at the next generation, you know, entitlement, all this and that. No, look back. Wait. Look back to the generation before that. Or the ones that were absent. And let the devil in like that. See, when there's sin or compromise, then it's going to affect everything. It's going to affect your immediate environment. It's going to affect your spirituality. You'll feel like there's a ceiling over you. You can't get a hold of God. It's going to affect you physically. Amen. Sickness and disease through these things can attack your body, and it will wear you down or seek to wear you down mentally. I just don't know what to do. I just can't go no further. I just want to give up. That has never been God's plan for you. They that wait upon the Lord, what, shall renew their strength? They shall mount up with the wings of an eagle. But they that wait upon the Lord, not walk in carnality. And so we see all of this. We see what's going on today because evil men have become. That's what's going on today. That's why we see the world in the condition that it's in. A result of the fall. But I want to wind this up here with the rights that we have obtained through the rebirth. Tell somebody, I've been born again. Now don't lie, if you ain't been born again, don't tell them that. But tell somebody, I've been born again. Do you really understand? I want to touch this again, because what's happening in laboratories all over the world in secret, in lockstep, there are people that own everything, except God really owns everything. Get what I'm saying? God owns everything. But they got all the money, and they own everything. They're the ones that determine how the system works or doesn't work. They're in charge of the little chips that are the plant burned down. Now you have thousands of brand new vehicles that will never leave the car lot because there's a shortage of the chips. It's in everything. Do you understand? They've got everything working with these chips so that at a moment notice they can control everything. Just take the chip. Your phone won't work. Take the chip. Your car won't drive. Take the chip. Internet is down. Take the chip. Television won't work. Take the chip. Your toaster won't even work. See how vulnerable things are. Were it not for the grace of God, were it not for the salt of the earth, were it not for the light of the world, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19 and verse 20. Ephesians 1, 19. I want to talk just a bit here as we close on the rights of the rebirth. You have rights. Tell somebody, I got some rights. What Adam lost through sin, Christ gained back through death, burial, and resurrection. What Adam committed treason over and lost, Jesus took it all back. And because we are born again, we have rights now. Come on, tell somebody, I got some rights. That's why you can't be humble. That's why you can't walk around in false humility. That's why you can't be a peacekeeper. You got to be a peacemaker. Amen, because you carry authority. You carry power. Amen. You carry the presence of God with you. Get it up for me. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Somebody say, in the heavenly places. Yes. Say it again, in the heavenly places. Yes. Next verse. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all. God the Father has put all things under his feet through his death, burial, and resurrection. All things are under his feet. And he's far above all principality and power, all the spiritual realm, all the demon hordes, all the fallen angels. He's far above, and he's given that to his body, which is the church.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.